and exalt you today. Thank you for this Easter Sunday and what it means in the life of a believer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Remember, as far as announcements, we'll not be having an evening service. We had our sunrise service this morning, and then as full as I am, it'll be hard to preach, but you pray for me. And then remember, Tuesday evening will be our evening to meet and pray, and Wednesday will be our at 6, and then Wednesday will be at 7, remember that. And next Sunday after the services, in next Sunday morning, we'll have a VBS meeting just after the service back here in the back. We want to meet all the ones that will help, be interested in participating. We want everyone that will come and attend the meeting, and so we're going to try to get that way we can figure out when's the best date and set up and schedule. And remember that immediately after the service next week. We won't go to the Lord in prayer this morning, remembering all of the names on our prayer list, and we'll take any special request you may have. Amen. Remember this. Remember Angel Dixon this morning and the boys. Keep them in prayer. Yes, Willard will be for Willard Leith Monday 5 to 7. At 5 to 7 at Teatrick. I should let Billy handle it. It'll be 5 to 7 at Teatrick Monday, and then Tuesday will be Funeral 11. So remember this. Amen. Amen. What was that name? Brother Ray mentioned this morning that I think he may be a cousin or maybe a brother-in-law or something, but J.C. Sheets, remember Brother J.C. and this family. Okay. Well, all that will, let's come and gather around the altar this morning. All that will, come and pray. What a blessing it is to be able to come before the throne of grace. Brother Eddie, would you lead us as we pray?
Thank you.
If our ushers will come, we'll receive a morning tithe and offering. Brother Nathan, would you ask the blessing over the offering, please?
Lord, we just thank you here for another day to come out and worship you. Lord, we just thank you for how good you've been to us. Lord, I pray you just be with the service today and bless us when it brings the message. Lord, I pray you be with this offering. This offering, may you use your name to be uplifted. Bless us and save us here for once today. In the name of Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. page 185.
So y'all pray for us, but we're going to give him a good old black eye this morning.
Said in the sunrise service this morning that as a Christian, this is our Super Bowl. Why we are Christians is because the tomb's empty. Aren't you glad he rose from the dead? Praise the Lord. Does anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Reading of scripture this morning, I'm going to go four different places. If you want to turn with me, we'll start Matthew chapter 27. I'm going to read one verse out of all four gospels. Matthew 27 verse 26, Mark 15 15, Luke 23 25, and John 18 40. I've cheated. I've got mine marked. If you would, stand with me as we read. Matthew 27, verse 26, the Bible says, "Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified." In Mark 15, 15, the Bible says, "And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified." In Luke 23:25, "And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired, but he delivered Jesus to their will." Then in the book of John, 18:40, "Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. Let's pray. Father, thank you again for this day. Thank you for each one that's here. And Father, we thank you for the good songs that we've heard. And thank you, Father, for the the music we've heard on the piano. Thank you for every hand that's been shook, every hand, neck that's been hugged. Lord, every smile that's been smiled at each other. Father, thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you, God, for what we're celebrating today, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without this resurrection, we would have no hope. This would just be a gathering, not a meeting in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, we ask you to move, minister, meet our needs, speak to our hearts today. Lord, reveal to us who you are through the Scripture. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I found a story that about a little boy named Mark, and he was 3 years old. And when he's 3 years old, he got his first taste of this thing we call death. Mark's pet lizard passed away. And his grandmother saw this as a teachable moment, and she suggested to Mark and his older brother that they hold a funeral. And they asked her, "What's a funeral?" Well, a funeral is where you bury someone you love and you say a prayer and you sing a song. The boys thought this a good idea. Grandmother even provided a shoebox to put the lizard in. They dug a hole in the backyard and they covered it with dirt. The older brother prayed a prayer, and then he turned to the younger brother and said, "Now you're supposed to sing a song." And the three-year-old boy, Mark, sung, clasped his hands together and sang, "Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more." I believe that that's what the Jewish leaders and the Romans said the day when they crucified our Lord and put him in the tomb. They said, "We're done with this guy. We'll never have to deal with him again. We have put him away." And they didn't know that they were playing right into the Lord's hands. And today I read these scriptures of Barabbas, and the Lord had took me a different way than I've ever preached, I think, on Easter. Don't remember preaching this way, but want to speak on Barabbas. And I didn't even write it down, but kind of had the thoughts of a title that Barabbas looks a lot like me. See, the name Barabbas means the son of Abba, or the son of the Father. And he was guilty of insurrection, where they rise up against the Roman government. Acts 3:14 calls him a murderer. He's a thief, a robber, worthy of death. See, Barabbas was the emblem of all the ones that would ever come to Christ. In need of a Savior. And as we look and think about him this morning, I want to look at a couple things. And see, he is the emblem of the ones that have come to Christ in his character. He rebelled against the government, but we all have rebelled against Jesus Christ, against God. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we've all fit this mold, and we're guilty. And also that he rebelled and he robbed God of his glory. How often do we rob God of his glory? We'll take credit for something he's done. We'll pat ourselves on the back. We'll say, "Look what I've done." And without him, we couldn't even breathe a breath. We couldn't take a walk. We couldn't take a step. We couldn't tie our shoes this morning if it wasn't for his mercies and his grace. Also, they destroyed themselves, and were notorious sinners. Paul even goes as far as says, of sinners I am, and I'm the chief of them. And that's kind of the way I feel in my life. I'm the chief of the sinners. I'm a notorious sinner. I've fallen way short. And I deserve death penalty. I deserve hell this morning. See, Barabbas deserved going to the cross. Barabbas deserved to die. He was guilty. The Bible in several places speaks of his guilt. But also, he's not an emblem only in his character, but also in his release. See, where Christ was apprehended, he was let go. Praise the Lord. When Christ was condemned, he was released. When the sword of justice come against him, against Christ, the hand of grace and mercy turned upon Barabbas. That's the same way with us. When we stood guilty, we stand guilty before God. And when Jesus was condemned, we were set free in his name. We was released of all the bondage of sin. We was released of all the guilt. It was all taken away when we call upon his name. Wow. See, in Jesus, in this death, burial, and resurrection that we speak of today, that he went to the cross for us. He was our sacrifice and died upon Mount Calvary. And his precious, precious blood he gave for our sins. All the way back through the Levitical, the temple and the sacrificial system, he was the lamb that was slain for the sins of all mankind. John's looked at him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." Up until Jesus came, that the sins were done away and they just kind of paid the interest on them. And at a year, they would bring a sacrifice, an offering, and it would cover the sins for a year, and then it would come up and somebody had to pay it again. But Jesus came and paid it once and for all. His death on the cross covered sin. The Bible says that their sins were cast as far as the east is from the west and cannot be remembered anymore. Glory, hallelujah. I'm so glad. Ain't you glad that one thing God can do is forget? I'm so grateful today that he has forgot how dirty and filthy and rotten I really am. When he sees me, all he sees is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I look perfect when he looks upon me. Woo! And that's because of Jesus. When it come up to my time for trial, it come out time for me to stand before the judge, Jesus said, "I'll go in his behalf. I'll go to the cross. I'll take his cross. I'll take his punishment." Amen. Praise his name. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, the Bible says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scripture." 1 Corinthians 15, 17, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable." If all we have is hope in this world, we're miserable people. I thank God that I've got hope in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of a better day, of a resurrection. Because he lives, I live also. But I want to get your thinking caps on a little bit this morning. I want to get you to thinking. Now, what do you think Barabbas done when they released him? The Bible don't tell. But I want us to get our thinking going. What do you think happened? He was excited, wasn't he? I think he kicked up his heel. Probably run faster than he's ever run. I'm getting out of here before they change their mind. History has it, the Bible don't say, but history has it that they think that he went to Golgotha that day. that he went and seen the Savior crucified. Now, I don't know if that's what happened or not, but in tradition, they think that's what he did. Wonder how that affected him if he did go that route. Did he trust the Lord and accept his forgiveness? He had already spared his life. Did he accept the forgiveness of his soul? Did he say, I accept what you've done for me and be the Savior of my soul? And take, I would like to think that he was in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. I would like to think that he was involved in the work of the Lord. I don't know that. He may have very well looked at Jesus and said, well, you can't save yourself, so how are you going to save me? And he turned around and walked off and could have died fighting the freedom fight again. He was a pretty popular guy to the Jews, and he was a freedom fighter his way that trying to come up against the Romans and overthrow the Romans. The Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Barabbas stood there that day as guilty as he could be, deserved to go on that cross, deserved to die. And Jesus said, take me instead. I'll go to his cross. I'll carry his cross. I'll carry it up and I'll die on his cross. The Bible says that Jesus said, could I have not called legions of angels to have come and rescued me and took me out of this? And the man did not crucify him. He said, if I lay down my life, I'll pick it back up. He had the power to lay it down. He's got the power to pick it back up. And guess what? This morning, that he has given us the power and has the power that lives through us to help us through our daily lives. To help us over any struggle that we have. And is he take me out of all of them? No. He didn't take the disciples out of the storms. One time he calmed the storm. One time he calmed the servant. Sometimes he'll calm our storm. Sometimes he'll just calm us. Or was it Paul said, I went to him three times and he didn't. But he said, my grace is sufficient. I'll not take the thorn out of your flesh. Paul said, lest I be exalted above measure. But he said, my grace is sufficient. In your weakness am I made perfect. Well, glory, hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that this morning? That it comes through a relationship with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Romans 8:34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now, I hope I don't insult you this morning, but we are just like Barabbas. We're guilty of sin. Is there anybody in here could raise your hand and say, preacher, I've never sinned? Not a one of us, are they? The Bible says if you commit one sin, you're guilty of the whole law. One little white lie will keep us out of heaven. Swiping one little piece of bubble gum. One little ink pen from work or school will keep us out of heaven. We're guilty of the whole thing. But thank God. See, Barabbas was condemned to death. We're condemned to death. I've got a staggering statistic for you this morning that will blow your mind. We got a doctor in the house and he'll back me up. One out of one will die. Am I right, doctor? That's a staggering statistic. We're going to die. One day,
And if we die in those sins without the blood of Jesus Christ being applied to them, we'll go to this awful place called hell with no hope of ever getting out. See, we're just like Barabbas. We have been condemned to death, but let go by the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Brother Jim said he believed that Barabbas got pretty excited that day. People wonder why I get excited. I was let go. Glory, hallelujah. I was said, Tim, you can go free. You don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go. You don't have to be bound by your sin any longer. I'm going to break the yokes, the bonds, and the chains of sin, and I'm going to set you free, and you can live a life as you see fit in me. I wasn't turned free to sin, but I was turned free to live my life in according to the obedience of His will. Glory, hallelujah. He said in Jeremiah 29:11 that my thoughts toward you, you don't have a clue, but I have an expected end. What's that mean? That means He's got a purpose for me. It means I'm loved and I've got a purpose. Praise the name of the Lord. Aren't you glad of that? See, He took Barabbas' cross, one he should have died on, but He didn't take only Barabbas, He took mine and He took yours. Amen. The cross that I should die on, Jesus said, I'll go for Him. I want to spend just a couple more minutes. I won't keep you over 35 or 40 minutes, I promise you. You know what it means when the preacher looks at his watch? Absolutely nothing. In 1 Peter, I want to look at two fellas that knew Jesus real good. And both of them committed the same sin. They both denied the Lord. One of them's name is Judas. One of them's name is Peter. They both turned their back on the Lord when He needed them the most. Judas betrayed Him for 30 pieces of silver. Peter said, I don't know this guy. Three times he said, I don't have a clue who this man is. The third time he even started cussing. Peter, I want to look and a little later on in Peter's life and 1 Peter 1, the Bible says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ to the strangers. If you go down to verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Boy, I tell you, this right here gets the old country boy excited. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and fadeth not away. Now that's exciting, but these next couple words right here, really, I got a grip of this when I was preaching through the book of Peter. Reserved in heaven for you. You know what that means? My mailbox already got my name on it. I've already got the number over the door. The Lord knows what my number is. And my name's already there. And it's written down. It's signed, sealed, and delivered, and waiting on me. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Glory, hallelujah. I can't brag on anything today but Jesus Christ and what He has done for me. Whew. Praise the Lord. See, Jesus became the Apostle Peter. Peter became the Apostle Peter, preacher of the gospel, wrote part of the New Testament. And history says that he said, I don't deserve to be crucified like my Lord, and they crucified him upside down. Bible don't say it, but history does. The other guy I want to look at is Judas. Luke 22 and verse 3, the Bible said, "Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains, how he might betray him unto them. They were glad and covenanted to give him money, and he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude." Matthew 26, 14, "Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went into the chief priest and said unto them, What will ye give me that I may deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him." These guys walked together every day. They both committed a sin. But there's a big difference. Matthew 26, 75, the Bible says, "And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which was said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly." And Judas never did repent of his sins. You might say, "Preacher, you're stepping into judgment." No, Jesus already judged. In John 17, 12, the Bible says, this Jesus speaking, "While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled." Judas is in hell today. Because of his betrayal, he turned his back on God. He walked with Jesus and went to hell. Barabbas could have done the same thing. I don't know. What about us today? Christ took our cross just like Barabbas. What decision have we made? Barabbas had to make a decision to see if he was going to go right back to his life of crime, or if he was going to turn a new leaf and go the way of righteousness. And today we sit here in this congregation. I don't know where your heart is with the Lord, but if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, you've got to make that decision. Am I going to go the way of righteousness? Or am I just going to go on about my own way and take my chances? I don't do too good with chances. I always make a wrong choice for some reason. See, because Jesus took our place, we can be called Barabbas today. The name Barabbas means son of the Father. By accepting Jesus' forgiveness, his sacrifice that he made on the cross, and asking him into our hearts and to forgive us of our sins, and to make us a new creature, as the Bible said, "Behold, all things are become new." That's a choice that we make. Do I want to follow him? I tell you, in personal experience, is the best choice I ever made. The best choice. If you'd have seen me several years ago, and somebody said, "Tim Broyles is going to preach the gospel," you'd say, "There is no way Tim Broyles will ever preach the gospel. Maybe go to prison. but not preach the gospel. See, the power of Jesus Christ, His resurrected power, because the tomb is empty, because He lives, we can live also.
Amen.
Not that I'm anything special, but God has done a work in my life. He saved me and brought me from the guttermost to the uttermost. Like I said, and I'm not bragging, but I say it by the authority of Scripture. My name's already on my mailbox, Brother Richard. He's already got. I don't have to wait till I get there to see if I make it. I know according to the Scripture that I have been saved. My life's been changed. My eternal destiny has been changed. And now I am a son of the living God. The Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. One day I said, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know that I'm unworthy. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God that died to take away the sins of the world. I accept His forgiveness. Jesus, come into my heart and make me a different person.
Amen.
According to the Bible, my name was written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
And if you have made that same prayer, similar, and asked Jesus, guess what? You're in. You have been changed from a sinner to a saint. Praise the Lord. You say, well, I sure didn't think I was a saint. We are in the eyes of God. Praise the Lord. With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to ask you this morning, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Has there ever been a time in your life that you said, Jesus, will you forgive me of my sins? Will you come into my heart? Will you change me? If you've ever prayed that prayer, I want you to just slip your hand up and you can slip it right back down. Preacher, I know I'm saved this morning. I know I'm on my way to heaven. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm where I'm supposed to be. By faith, I have accepted the forgiveness He has offered. Praise the Lord. If you couldn't have raised your hand when I asked that, I'm going to invite you this morning to come to an old-fashioned altar and ask Jesus into your heart. See, today we have no promise. We don't have a promise we'll even get home this evening. Jesus made it possible. Took your cross. Took your punishment so you could be saved. Not only that, you may say, preacher, I've said that prayer, but I sure not been living it. I sure not live like I ought to. This time of invitation, I'm going to invite you to come. Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for Your blessings. God, I thank You for each and every one that's here this morning. Lord, that it's not by accident we're here. It's a divine appointment. It's appointed time. It's a time that will be brought about in all eternity. Father, no one can stand that said in this congregation can stand before a holy God and say, I never heard the gospel. Lord, I pray that You use today, this opportunity, to touch every heart that don't know You this morning. They'd make a decision to follow You. Holy Spirit, will You work the work in our hearts? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Don't wait. Will you step out on the first verse? Will you come this morning?
When I
you know you're saved this morning? What if this would be the last day you would live? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you stand before God? He'd say, enter in, thou good and faithful servant.
Let me be worthy of the price that set me free. Let me be worthy of the blood he shed for me. Let me worthy be of pain that you suffered for my gain. Let me be worthy of the price you paid for me.
Amen. We was blessed yesterday evening to get to go watch the movie Breakthrough. I'll try not to ruin it for you in case you get to watch it, but it's of a 14-year-old boy that fell through the ice, was legally dead for about 20 minutes, maybe more than that. And the mother came in, and the doctors had give up on him. He had no pulse, hadn't had one in a while. A true story. The mother prayed and his heart started beating again. He got a second chance. It's amazing, the story, but we all have no promise of the next minute. My father-in-law used to say, unasked for advice is usually not wanted, but he'd follow that with but. And this morning, I'm going to say the same. Unasked for advice is usually not wanted, but I'm going to give you some. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior this morning, or there's something in your life that's standing between you and Him, I wouldn't go out that door till I'd done something about it. I'd make it right. God's moving. I feel the Spirit this morning. He's tugging on some hearts. What are you waiting for? We don't have a promise of a deathbed confession. We don't have a promise. The Spirit is not entitled to take upon our hearts on and on and on. This may be the last time God ever deals with you. The last time you ever get an opportunity. And as we sing another verse, will you come and accept His forgiveness today? Will you come? Will you come? I think the most saddest words that ever be heard is, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. And the sweetest words would be, thou good and faithful son, come, you've been faithful over a few things, come, I'll make you ruler over many. Will you come? Will you come? He's singing one more verse. Will you come? The Bible said when the water was moving, the people could come in and get healed. Will you come while the Spirit's moving this morning? Will you come? Thank you. Dinner will wait about 2 minutes. If you spare with me 2 more minutes, let's sing 58. Jesus has done a wonderful work for us. Amen. Let's take a few minutes before we leave and thank Him for it. Amen. He deserves all glory and all honor. Praise the Lord. He's not coming back as a baby this next time. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is all hearts and minds clear? It's sure been a privilege to be in a meeting with you today. What a blessing it is to be in the house of the Lord. What a blessing it is to be saved. Gary said that's what was coming.
Well, I don't know who brought all these flowers, but I think she ought to get one of them.
Yeah, right.
We'll find out who brought them, see if she can have one of these flowers.
Amen. I'm sure that'll be fine. Amen. We sure thank her for playing the piano. Anyone else? Anyone else want an account? I believe she put that in the way of a motion, didn't she? Amen. It's all hearts and minds clear. Have you been glad to be in the house of the Lord today?
Amen.
Amen. I love you and appreciate you. So glad to be with you. It's all hearts and minds clear. Brother Billy Gillenwater, would you dismiss us? There'll be no disservice this evening. And remember Tuesday evening and Wednesday.